Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Margie Schaefer, and she's administrator for Ottoman County Economic Development, and that also means tourism. So good morning to you, Margie.
Good morning.
And you have a festival coming up this weekend that, hey, ought to bring some tourists over from all over because it's a very special John James Audubon Festival. And you got stuff going from 8 in the morning till 8 at night.
That's right.
A full day. So let's kind of start out at the top of the day.
Okay. We start the day with breakfast with the birds, and that includes French toast, strawberries and cream, sausage, you name it, and that's served by the Ottoman Lions Club at the Memorial Building, and it's a free will donation.
And are there going to be birds there?
You just might see some.
Okay.
Yes, and some bird houses, too.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Uh-huh. And then we go on, you can, at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Church, we'll have our local artists, over 40 artists will be displaying their talents in a variety of mediums, including paint, stained glass, quilting, needlework, mosaic, and many other mediums.
40? Did you say 40?
Over 40, yes.
Whoa.
Along with that, then we have artists and vendors in the park, and they have their wares for sale. And we've got 25 of them. We have rock art, lawn ornaments, plate flowers, upcycling antiques, barn board art, sand art, macrame, beaded and fused jewelry. A fudge maker is coming, a face painter. So we've got lots of fun things.
Okay, so if you want to buy things, you need to go to the park.
Yes.
If you just want to enjoy and get acquainted with artists in the area, you need to go to Our Savior's Lutheran Church. Is that
right.
Correct?
Okay. Should it rain, some of the artists will need to go inside from the park.
Okay.
So that will be in the First Presbyterian Church if there is rain. But we don't want rain that day. Thank you.
I'm afraid it's in the forecast. But hey, the forecasters aren't always right.
That's
so
right.
We'll hope
that's
they're
right.
Wrong this time. Yes.
Another fun event is we have John James Audubon tea that morning at 10 a.m., and that's at the tea room. And gentlemen are also invited, and we encourage people to dress up for the occasion in their vintage clothing. And we will have quite a display of hats. We've had a hat-making workshop, and a lot of the gals will wear their hats from that.
Okay, and that is in the tea room?
Yes. Should it not be available that day, it'll be at the Faith Evangelical Free Church. But right now, they anticipate it to be reopened for that.
Okay, because I know there's been some news about that, so I just
yes.
wanted to check on
uh-huh.
that. And, you know, if people have questions that day about where something is located, is there a sort of an information place?
Yes. In the park, we will have different ones walking around, and then the Memorial Building will also be
okay.
a good location. So what I'd say, if you see anybody in vintage clothing, they are the people to ask and get the lowdown from.
Okay. And the nice thing is that it's all right there and kind of in the square and places really close
yes.
to the square.
We've kept it all centralized.
Yes. Now, another place that's really close there to the square is the Old Park Hotel. Something special going on there?
Yes, the Ottoman Chamber of Commerce will be having a customer appreciation luncheon that day, and it's a Mexican luncheon, and then that's from 11 to 1.
And then if people want to go there, aren't there a lot of photographs exhibited of kind of old times if you want to look back?
Yes, we have a wonderful display of photographs that are there to be seen. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll also have a walking tour of some of the architecture and some of the John James locations that we've got. For instance, our berm with the statue. We've got a WPA mural in our post office, and in our library we have a beautiful mosaic tile of John James Audubon. So those all will be incorporated in the cultural walk.
Okay, so if you want to know a little background about some of these things, it's nice just to kind of look at them, appreciate them. But if you want to know a little more, this would be a great time to find out more.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Do you have to sign up for any of these things ahead of time?
None of the things we've mentioned so far you don't have to sign up for.
Okay. Now, something that's, I think it's kind of new, but growing in interest, and that's beverage tasting?
Yes, we're going to have hors d'oeuvres and beverage tasting, and that's from 3 to 5. That's at the Memorial Building. We have 4 wineries coming. We've got Iowa Wines and Morris, Santa Maria Vineyard and Winery, Depot Deli, and will have their beer that they have, and then the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines will have their wine here, along with the Norsum Brewery that will be opening in the future in Elkhorn. So we've got four wineries, two breweries, and lots of hors d'oeuvres to enjoy. And tickets purchased in advance can be $5 and at the door for $7 for that at the Memorial Building.
Okay. You know, this whole, well, the wine industry certainly has been going uphill, and we have more and more wineries. But the newest thing, I think, are the breweries.
Yes. You hear of different ones even starting their little business in their kitchen with little kits now.
Yeah, it's quite a, that's, it can be really successful, but speaking from experience, it can also be quite a challenge. So you got to do a little studying.
Oh, boy, yes.
But, you know, if you're really interested in it, I'm sure that some of these folks that are there could give people some hints and give them some information on how to get started. Now, along with this beverage, wine, beer, I'm sure there will be some other beverages there for the folks who don't, because you got food, too.
We've got a variety of flavors of cocoa, lemonade. We'll have a Pib and Dr. Pepper challenge to see, you know, which gets the most votes. But we have lots of drinks also for children and things like that. So just a variety of iced coffees and things like that are going to be some of the great things we have going on.
Okay. Now, I see at 5:30 you have the Nishna Valley Audubon And I never know whether to say Audubon because that's a, you know, I worked there for so long, or Audubon because that's the way everybody else says it. Anyhow, it probably doesn't matter so much how you say it. The Society Organizational Meeting, this is something new.
Yes, we're forming our own society here, and we just want to have a brief meeting to set up our officers so we can plan future things with the society. But that'll be at 5:30 at the Memorial Building, right before our dinner that night.
Okay, and you know, I skipped over something we need to mention, and that is the demonstration, exhibits and demonstrations in the John James Audubon Cultural Center.
We've got a real nice display that we'll have there. It'll include a variety of hats, a collection, antique collection of buttons, and antique hat pins and hat pin holders. We'll have demonstrations on quilting. There's a antique machine that does a circular machine that does knitting of socks and hat making.
Okay. Sounds like fun and something that a lot of people maybe don't know about. So that's in. When we say the cultural center, that's really a part of the library, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And again, if you have not been to this library in Audubon, this is your chance because it's a wonderful library and then it's a part of the cultural center. Okay, we need to finish up then with, you have a special dinner in the evening.
We have a special dinner in the evening, and it's going to be entertainment along with the dinner, and it's, if you've heard of Sand County Songs, it's a lively hour of music based on Aldo Leopold's famous book, A Sand County Almanac.
Ah.
And the songwriter is Tim Southwick Johnson, and he gives voice to the chapters of the book using a variety of acoustic instruments, including mandolin, guitar, national steel tenor guitar, and harmonica. And you'll hear a lot of thoughtful ballads and beautiful instrumentals to spirited bluegrass and fingerstyle blues.
Quite a variety there. Sounds interesting.
And you can get tickets for $15. You can call me at 712-563-2742, or you can email me at audubontourism@iowatelecom.net.
Okay. And if you look in the phone book, you're listed under Audubon County Economic Development, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, just in case. But give the phone number one more time.
Okay, 712-563-2742.
Okay. So, no, do they need to get those tickets ahead of time, or are you taking some?
We may have a few tickets that day, but we would prefer that you get the tickets ahead of time.
Okay. And I notice you can also get those at the Hometown Cafe.
Correct.
Okay. So contact you or go to the Hometown Cafe, pick up your tickets for $15. Sounds like a fun evening, and I'm sure you'll have some good food, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, for sure. It'll be a great one. Okay. Chicken cordon bleu and beef and by one of our great caterers.
All right, wonderful. So this is all happening. Did we say this is going to be this Saturday?
This Saturday, April 28th. And
okay.
We're not going to have rain.
Okay, and we're starting at 8 in the morning, ending at 8 in the evening or somewhere near that time, and stuff going on the whole time in between.
Yes.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Margie Schaefer. Today, I think, heading up tourism for Ottoman County.
Well, thank you so much.
Until next time, here's a thought. As in flying a kite, to be successful, you must learn to bear the crosswinds.